You've come to the beginning of another episode of the Kaleidoscope Podcast about everything Youth Initiative High School. Youth Initiative High School is a fiercely independent, multi-generational learning community offering an education that speaks to the whole human being. It was founded in 1996 and operates in Viroqua, Wisconsin, amongst the ridges and coulees of the Driftless region. I'm Matt, school administrator and host.
And I'm Logan, math teacher and producer.
In this episode, we try not to break a sweat talking with YIHS athletic director Kate Bergen, YIHS head cross country coach Mason Pertel, and two sporty YIHS seniors. So go ahead and take a knee and listen up. Okay, welcome everybody to our sixth episode of the Youth Initiative High School's Kaleidoscope Podcast. Today we have the spirit of Sporty Spice here has been conjured in the room, and we're going to do a little conversation with some associates, some athletic associates that we have here at the school. We'll just start off introducing ourselves. To my left here.
My name is Pella. I am a 12th grader and a student athlete here at Youth Initiative, and I play soccer.
My name is Nanuka Shermer, and I'm also a senior here, and I play soccer, cross country, and mountain biking.
All at once, all mind at once. You. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm Comrade Mason. I'm a man about town. I do sports, coach cross country, play soccer.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Kate at Youth Initiative. I teach games class, and I'm the athletics coordinator, and I teach some Spanish next door at Pleasant Ridge.
Yes, you do. And visit me often.
Yes.
With lists about sports.
Indeed.
So, Kate, you've been here, how long have you been the athletics coordinator?
I think this is my third year.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the first ever professional athletics coordinator that we've ever had. And
I'm not professional, but I'm Semi-professional.
You are paid a meager amount of cash, though, which makes you a professional.
Fair enough.
Although you are an amateur in the sense that the root of the word amateur is amour.
And
you do a lover. Sports lover.
Sports.
I do. This is true.
Logistics of sports.
Can you tell me a little bit about your youth?
In regards to sports?
Yeah.
Sure. Well.
Or anything else I guess you'd like to share, but I was thinking sports.
I grew up with sports all around me because in my family, we often played sports for fun.
Really? Like all, like the four of you?
Oh, yeah. Or the 50 of us on my mom's side of the family, which is very large.
Mm-hmm, it is.
We would eat big meals and then have multi-generational softball games. That's how we would spend, you know, a get together.
Oh my, just the wholesomeness.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
And so my nuclear family as well, we spent a lot of time playing sports. And then I played a lot of sports early on. And then by high school, I was just playing basketball and soccer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Mason? What's your sports bio like? Wait, before we get to Mason, you're still an athletically inclined person.
Yes.
I see you running about town sometimes with no one chasing you.
I do run about town.
Or at least I've never seen the person chasing you, so you must be in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Is Ronald chasing sometimes?
Yeah, Ronald. He's a sweater.
Doing cartwheels.
Kate's always looking like so graceful and at ease, you know? And Ron's back there like... with his arms swaying, perspiring. Love that guy.
So yeah, I do run, mm-hmm. and I not too long ago still played a lot of
soccer and basketball.
Pick up soccer and basketball, but then I had a couple of pretty rough concussions. So now I'm selective about when I engage in those activities.
Yeah, that one concussion is legendary.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that well. Community Classic, was it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You were probably like what, 5?
Yeah, scarred and
trauma.
That ambulance.
Absolute trauma.
You want an ambulance?
Yeah.
Wow. Ambulance.
Were you going too hard or was somebody else going too hard?
Perhaps both, and it was raining.
Field conditions. Slippery. Field conditions. Bad field conditions. That's like, that community classic is long enough to actually like track global warming. I mean, I remember one year it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year it must have been, or this year it was 85 degrees. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Mason,
mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, my parents are runners. We were pretty active growing up. I always wanted to play and be outside and stuff. And then I played soccer mostly until I realized that football was super cool and the TV shows them.
American football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't, the TV doesn't show soccer or make them look as cool.
No.
And football, certainly, those guys were cool.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So, and violent, which is cool.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of that in middle school. And then I broke my leg playing.
You have a tailback's body.
I was a running back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y25 on set. That was my big play.
Nice.
Yeah. Sometimes
that's off. That's between the left tackle and guard.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep. On the left. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Were you running out of an I formation in that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I was an 11-year-old.
Great. You broke your leg at 11?
No, at 12. The next year. So then at recess, we would get to school an hour before in any weather, underdressed. Middle school boys mm-hmm. play tackle football.
Underdressed. Middle school boy in America is underdressed.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's two options. You can be underdressed and play it off and not let the grown-ups know.
Right.
Other kids let the grown-ups know that they're cold and therefore attract the attention of the propaganda machine of the grown-ups to put more clothes on. But anyway, so we would play tackle football on the concrete, and that's when I broke my leg. And the principal had to carry me carry me off.
Was this like a femur break? I mean, was your life in danger?
Everything's in danger. Just right here. The shin.
Okay.
Shin break. It wasn't a big deal. But then I switched to soccer, and that was where I stayed.
Wise.
Mm-hmm. And then some running. A little bit of cross country.
A little bit?
I had 1 year. 1 year cross country. It was during soccer season, so I doubled up on senior year. But if ever the cross country workout seemed really hard, maybe I would do soccer practice that day, you know.
Good move.
Yeah.
Good move. And Anuka, you... Now, you're not quite as old as these other two.
Yep.
but you probably have a sports bio.
Yeah, I guess.
What as a child, what did you dream of yourself doing?
Well, I think sports started with aerial arts for me. So for a while, I thought I was going to be like a circus person.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know exactly what that was going to look like, but I thought I would be doing that. And then... I did soccer, I think, when I was 6 for the first time, and I really hated it. but that's because I was like, it wasn't a season, it was just like a summer club, and like, I didn't have a very cool outfit on, and
right.
Everyone else was like really amazing at soccer, and it was my first time, so it was really intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think I did aerial arts until I was... a seventh grader, and I think I did soccer and that for a little bit, and I don't remember when I started soccer, but I know I did that for like on and off for like 5 years, and I always had mixed feelings about the seasons. They were like really fun but also really hard, and I often wasn't very good, and so I like whenever the season was over I would be like, wow, that was amazing, I'm always going to play soccer for the rest of my life, and then the new season would be like approaching and I'd be like, I don't know, and so I would think about it, and sometimes I would do it again and sometimes not. And then I think, oh yeah, in eighth grade there was a really brief time when I wanted to be on the volleyball team, and then I tried to join, but I wasn't a great fit for the team, so I stopped doing that, which I'm actually a little sad about. And then in high school, as a freshman, I played a season of soccer, and that was like kind of it wasn't a turning point for me, but it was a little bit of like a moment where I realized like, okay, actually I do really love soccer for sure. And my team was like really good. We had like Zarelia, although she broke her leg pretty fast, and Freya, and a bunch of other really cool
older students
on the team.
Cool older students.
Yeah. And so that was really, I was very inspired by them. And also just like at the end of the season, I got the award for most improved, and I was really excited because I could tell, and it just like, it felt really good. I was like, okay, I'm now getting to a point where this is like, it's not only like fun, but I'm actually like proud of myself. But then as a sophomore and a junior, I didn't do soccer because I was like just like overwhelmed with work, and I thought that the answer was to like do less extracurriculars.
Right.
And it wasn't, but that's okay. And then as a senior, this fall I did soccer and mountain biking and cross country all at the same time, and it was actually super fun.
It was the triple crown. Because when I heard about that, I was like, well, "This is this seems inhumane."
Right.
But it was good.
Yes, it was definitely.
Did you engage in at least one competition for each of those, or was some of them just
no? So
training.
Yeah, the only one that was just training was mountain biking because their races were on the weekends and they were totally optional and they were like extensive events where you go far away and then you camp and you bike, and it just like it was something that I was interested in, and like at different points in the season I thought I would do one, or I thought I might like try to do two or something, but it never happened, mostly because I was too busy, and often they would overlap with soccer games and I was needed at those. So
right.
Yep. Also though, that's fine because mountain biking is like probably the hardest thing I've ever done, and like even though I really enjoyed being like on the team and going to practice, if I was like in those races, I think I like physically I wouldn't have been ready for them because it's just like technically really challenging. It's also really dangerous in some ways. Yeah, scary. It's kind of scary. So
totally scary.
I think that I was glad not to be racing other people.
And it's scary to ride a bike too fast on the road.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I get scared anything over 20 probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it.
Quick question, Coach. If we got a laugh, should we laugh in the microphone or hide it? And if we have a little comment.
Oh, crack Coach. Right in with the comments crack and the laughter. Right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Is that the first time you've been addressed as Coach?
Yeah, I think so. You there.
Yes.
Sir.
My sports bio?
Yeah, Pella.
Yeah, I also grew up in a pretty sporty household, most of which came from my dad, who was a big sports guy. He played soccer, ice hockey, basketball.
Ice hockey?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. Yeah. Him, ice hockey and soccer were kind of equal. Yeah. Had equal.
Really?
Allegiance.
Yeah. Yeah. His brother went the ice hockey route in college, and my dad played soccer in college. Actually, my uncle played both. But
Well, I mean, just for everyone who doesn't know Pella, I mean, your dad is the godfather of Viroqua soccer. I mean, like, he is. Yep. There's not even a Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. It's just Kelsey.
Yes.
Like, he, I mean, so you obviously, whenever anyone thinks Arnold, they think soccer. You've got, big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively, because your dad probably is rocking, like, at least a 13.
I think a 12.
Really?
12 and a half. Well, he wears a 12, a size 12 cleat, but I don't know if that...
Tall guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you grew up soccer.
Yeah.
Was it always soccer?
Always soccer. I've never played another sport, competitively, that is. My dad was one of the core founding people of Driftless United, now Athletics, in Viroqua. So I grew up with that club as kind of a central part of my life. My dad was coaching the varsity teams, and I had two older brothers, both of which were playing at levels above me. So I was playing all the way up through three seasons a year, basically, indoors in the winter. And then throughout high school, I've continued to play for Driftless United. And then most recently, as Youth Initiative now has an exciting co-op, thanks to Kate with Prairie du Chien, I've been playing there for the past season. So.
Yeah, so that is a marvel, a modern marvel of and really interesting kind of illustration of how this community works and sees a need and tries to fill it. I mean, so Driftless United, there was no soccer program before, what, 20 years ago probably is when?
2009 was when the club was originally founded, there was a couple years of soccer at Cornerstone Christian Academy.
Oh, right.
They hosted the club or the
what
team.
Was it? The something Knights.
Yeah, I don't remember what they were named. They didn't actually have any athletes, but they did host
no,
the team.
No, there were a few old school youth initiative students that played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there was a good-sized team, but what I'm saying is that Cornerstone actually didn't have any.
Oh, I see. It was a co-op with they were just a shell corporation.
Yeah, exactly.
They had black jerseys with silver trim. I remember that. And they were the Knights or something.
Probably.
You played?
Yeah.
Did I play
before my time.
Soccer?
No. Yes?
I
Yes? No.
I mean, I can't yes. I came yeah,
no.
I mean
Yes or no?
I did. I don't remember how many. I don't really remember. I mean, it was so far. I know that one time I got subbed in to play the goalie in sixth grade.
That explains your skills in the community classic.
I was about to bring up the community classic as well.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean, it all really came full circle for me there because I was subbed in there as goalie too. Yeah, and it was a lot.
Sixth grade flashbacks.
Yeah, major sixth grade flashbacks. But no, soccer was not like on my cultural radar in the small Midwestern farm community.
Yeah, you seem to know where the Y-25 on set play was going to go.
Yeah, football was the game you played.
Yeah.
And did you play or just...
I played sports through my ninth grade year, and then I discovered other pursuits. We'll just leave it at that.
Sure.
But yeah, I do love sports. I mean, sports is the only unscripted thing left in our culture, frankly. Mm-hmm. And so I do really enjoy it, and I love statistics. So any sport... That's one of the hard things. I know that your dad was telling me, Pella, that soccer has lots of statistics, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
And I don't know what like a good pass accuracy rate is. But I know what a good batting average is, you know? And I know if you get 1,000 yards in a season, you're succeeding. And so like those things are... So soccer is hard for me to make sense of. Mm-hmm. But I love to watch the kids play. So Pella, you're a Hawk.
Yeah, or I was one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you still are.
I think once a Hawk, always a Hawk.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Hawks for life with the number four. Hawks for life.
Oh, sure.
Hawk. Oh, hawk, like a bird?
Yeah.
Yes.
Grawr!
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's a crow more.
Like a ham hawk.
Hawk is more like a... or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a screech.
Mm-hmm.
Pella is one? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. And then let's talk about how he became a Hawk. Kate finds a partnership with
Prairie du Chien,
whose mascot is
the Hawks.
The Hawks.
Okay.
She says it. The bird comes to mind.
What happens when I say it? Like
a ham hawk or like
hawk a loogie?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the nasal thing I was talking about. Gotcha. Yeah. So, Kate, now not to put you on the spot here.
Sure.
But can you recite all the teams involved, or all the communities involved?
In the co-op?
In the Hawks co-op.
Yes. And I can't, Pella can. Youth Initiative, Prairie du Chien, Wazika, Steuben, and Seneca.
Nice. We're talking Highway 27
yep.
all the way down to the river. So, yeah, I mean, this spans, what, 50, almost 50 miles.
Certainly, yeah.
Down the old Muddy. And do we have players from Wazika Steuben?
We've got two.
We do.
Two Wazika Steuben.
No players from Seneca Steuben, this year.
Yeah. No players from Seneca this year. And how many players did we have from Youth Initiatives?
Eight.
Eight. Wow. Eight players. And Pella, you, if correct me, you were the only senior.
I was the only upperclassman.
Oh, really?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's just ninth and tenth after you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we got a bright future.
Where are
we
they?
Do.
Yeah.
Cross country comes and snatches all of them. No.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
That's possible.
No, that's
soccer.
Not going to happen.
No, and I would counsel them to play soccer and not do cross country.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Hmm. You get to run in soccer as well. You just get to also chase a ball.
It's a lot more fun, yeah.
It's more fun.
Wow. We're really selling cross country here, huh?
It's part of the sales pitch. It's like there's an irony. All the t-shirts, they're like...
Right, that's know. True.
There's
right.
Like irony to it, yeah.
Right. Hate yourself?
A lot of speech.
Going cross country.
A lot of talk about
love pain.
Yeah. A lot of pain references.
Yeah. It's part of the marketing.
Want to lose consciousness?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or your lunch, Cassidy? Twice. That happened twice to him.
He threw up again?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Mm-hmm. It's good.
If I may put Pella on the spot.
Yeah.
Did you barf? Wait, no, not. No.
No, I've never seen Bella. Pella, you haven't thrown up from...
It's been a long time since I've thrown up playing soccer.
Match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. But it has happened.
It was the heat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not a good sign.
Fields for kids and lacrosse, no trees, 95 degrees, full day. Yeah.
Put Pella on the spot.
So the Hawks just finished their season a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They won their regional semi-final game and lost in regional finals. And I haven't had the chance to ask Pella his assessment of those games.
Yeah, I guess the semifinal, we played against New Glarus Belleville, which is a town a little over 2 hours away from here.
South of Madison, right?
Yep.
If I remember the map.
Yep, okay. South of Madison. It was we fully went into that game assuming that we would lose. they're third seed in the conference. I think we're 14th. Or not in the conference, but in the region.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful turf field. We showed up. They're all, 6 feet tall.
Like, every one of them.
Really nice haircuts, matching track tops. They're all out there warming up in our scrappy van of, myself and seven freshmen walk across the field, and I guess two sophomores, in their pajama pants. and Carhartt jackets.
Yes.
And I remember I was standing at the van still watching them walk across the field and seeing, the dichotomy between these two teams and being like, oh, wow, here we go. yet somehow, with some luck and perseverance.
Maybe a little talent. Come on.
A little talent.
There had to be some talent.
I've seen this movie before. I know how this ends.
Okay, yes. No, we did play it very well. And we ended the 80 minutes 2-2, tied 2-2.
Oof.
They had, I think, 24 shots at the end of the game. We had three.
Wait. You shot three times?
Yeah.
The whole game?
Yeah. Well, the first 80 minutes.
Right, and overtime. Two of them went in.
They shot.
Who's our goalie?
Asher.
Asher Pitzer, the legend.
Good job.
Yeah. He played great. He had a good game. So then we went to overtime, and we beat them by some miracle. It was very exciting, very disappointing for them. They were ready to make their state championship run with their team of really good team, and we played really well. And
their team of Ubermensch, which we defeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the game that we played most recently on Saturday was against. Hang on,
Fort Atkinson.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Also south of Minneapolis or Madison, another good team, and we didn't have much of a chance, and they beat us 3-1. But still a good game. We made it further than we expected.
Nice.
Happy with our second place. Yeah.
Did people storm the field?
In
the first game when you won?
Oh, no. We only, it's 2.5 hours away, so not too many people.
There were like seven people, but did they storm the field?
No, they didn't. We walked off the field, and they were waiting for us in a line of high fives.
Yeah. Were there hugs?
Yeah.
Did anyone cry?
Kate,
you cried.
Kate cried.
Yep. Yes, Kate. I always count on Kate to cry. I love it. I heard you were up 2-0, too. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. That's part of the reason why the game on, was it Thursday, felt so fantastic, is that we were up 2-0 during the second half with
12 minutes left.
Yeah, 12 minutes left to go. And they scored two on us, and we're like, just stop the tide. And we did, and held on for the second period, and we were like, okay, now they have the momentum. They're going to score more somehow.
Yeah, your dad was recently telling me 2-0 is... Being up 2-0 is his least favorite score, the most dangerous score.
Yeah. They score one goal and the entire momentum shifts.
Mm. And it did.
And it did. But somehow we were
able to. But you held it back like the Red Sea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually thought, I was told that from my coach, that after the 80 minutes, if you're tied, we go directly into penalties. And I was like, I felt fine about that. Our goalie that made 22 saves in the game was
right. You got to feel good about him.
And we have good penalty kick takers. So I was prepared for that, and then after the whistle blew, that's when I learned that we had 20 more minutes to play. So that was a fun surprise.
Love it.
Yeah.
That was totally unscripted, too.
Unscripted.
Nobody knew that was going to happen like that. That's why sports
That's why we love sports.
That's why sports
wholesome
are
drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mason, it's interesting that you're here. In the office that you just are here. I mean, you have a child.
We have a child.
Right. But that child is nowhere near high school. Mm-mm. From what I could gather last night.
Two and three quarters.
2¾. Mm-hmm. So it's a long time from high school. Mm-hmm. And the way that you kind of got swallowed, I mean, because this is school. What's so great about this school? Is
coerced. Just kidding. Yeah, go on.
What did he get?
Coerced, he said. He's joking.
No.
Because that's not the way I remember it. No.
It's a story, yeah.
We swallow people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's a black hole, yeah, and it's cool.
Sometimes they're coerced.
Sure. Even looking, and as long as your experience in the black hole was
it was a pleasant,
all
right. Yeah, it's been a pleasant.
Right,
even looking for this hidden room that we're in right now, I was meandering the halls and going, wow, this is a really cool place. I could stay here.
Yeah, you probably will never be actually allowed to leave this office.
I got that feeling. Some of the decorations hint at that sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll let you make a phone call.
Okay.
But, so I knew about you. This is what's fun about the school and this community and living in a small town and being in a small school in a small town where everybody kind of eventually knows each other is I learned about you because last year I taught a class on Ernest Hemingway.
Mm.
And part of that class was to find a man and interview him. Mm-hmm. And someone selected you as a man to interview.
I remember.
And just kind of talk about that experience. And this, how did that person, who was a 11th grader at that time, how did they know you?
Yeah, that was Cole. And she was working at Magpie, and that may have been how we first met.
Okay.
Probably Run Club.
But I'd say Run Club she was coming to as well. I don't remember yet. I don't remember which was first, but she maybe have stumbled upon. Did you bring her to Run Club, Manuka, or your family?
I'm not sure.
Or Pella?
I might have,
I think it was maybe Pella.
Yeah, so I guess she kind of started coming to Run Club. I didn't even know.
What's Run Club, Mason?
What is Run Club? So Tuesday and Thursday morning at 6:29, we meet at the Dragon Park. No longer, there's not a dragon there anymore.
The Dragonless Park.
Yeah, the Dragonless Park. And on Tuesday, we run hills and do like some other push-ups
torturous
and things. Yeah,
things.
Yeah, exercises. And then afterwards, then we do like a core workout and then we hug and stuff and we all get coffee together or go on to work or whatever. And Thursday, we just go for a run together. Similar thing. It's pretty chill. And what the idea is...
like an intergenerational. How many people show up to this thing?
On a cold day, sometimes one. In the middle of summer, sometimes 20 or something.
Wow.
And it fluctuates, you know. Uh-huh. And it's just kind of on the whim of everyone's schedules and willpower and the weather and whatever. But I just keep holding it down because at least I get to be there, have a workout, and then you never know who's going to come. And but that was modeled after something in Madison that I stumbled upon called November Project, which has a whole backstory. Now they're in like probably 40 or something cities worldwide, and they have like thousands and thousands of people go to those. But it was originally just like, I think, two guys who were high school athletes who then went through their 20s and kind of got out of shape or something. I don't remember their exact story. And then they were working in an office setting and were like, made it a spreadsheet. Like, we're going to work out every day for November together in the morning. And it sort of evolved naturally to they were social, so their friends came, and then it became like a thing. And that's the original ones in Boston. And after a few years, they had like 1,000 or more people come into the Boston one. And then one of them moved to Madison, where they were from, and then started that one. And that was right before when I was in college there. And one morning, I remember in the middle of winter, January or something, I was up really early to like write an essay or something. And I felt it was dark and cold, and I felt like I was the only person awake at that time. And I walked past the Capitol Square, and there was like 100 giddy, obnoxious, like brightly colored, you know, runner people.
And you're like, I want to be one of those people.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? I thought I was, you know, kind of badass, like out here in the cold by myself. And they were just like all like laughing and hugging and stuff. And I was like, crap. But they invited me in, you know, to that. And I started going to that. And then I sort of brought that energy to here.
Mm-hmm.
But their thing was, you know, just show up. It's just good vibes, and we're going to work out. And I threw up a few times at those.
In Madison,
yeah. There was a lot of other fast people there, so it helps push you. And, you know, the friendly competition of just, like, trying to run up the hill faster than the other person. And
right.
You barf sometimes. Yeah.
Happens.
And anyway, you asked about Cole. So we met, at Run Club, working at Magpie. And then I think, I remember she said there was a class about masculinity or something, and she interviewed me but then she was gone because she moved back to Missouri and then moved back here right when cross country was starting and learned a bit too late about cross country, and I think she pushed pretty hard to get herself in the team late or whatever, which was cool to see. By the end of the season, she was running, she was great. She had no idea what her potential was, and she was pretty fast. So that was cool.
So I knew all these like details about your life from this interview.
Which, oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it, but... Or is there a listener?
Well, the assignment was to tape it and then transcribe
right,
it.
Right, right,
right. Right, so I read all these interviews. You were one of them. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what you looked like, you know, but knew, like, about your childhood. Weird. And then, I don't know if it... I'm not sure if this was my idea or not. In my mind, it is, but that's usually with most ideas that turn out to work. I usually think they're my ideas. So then, Kate... We started a cross country club, and what happened?
We had 12 runners. First year, 12 runners was pretty amazing.
And you had to find a coach.
I did.
And how did you find that coach? I want to see if your story jives with what's in my mind.
I don't remember the chronology of all this.
Okay.
But I know I had a handful of ideas, of some of them my own, others came from other people. And then I just went and asked. And, yep.
And this guy.
Asked Mason.
You got a resounding maybe from me.
Yes.
Answered the call.
Resounding.
Yeah, resounding maybe. Mm-hmm. And then you said, don't worry, we'll have like 1 to 3 runners. And I said, good, because I'm really insecure about this whole thing.
Yes, and then I recruited Adrian Hugo, an experienced coach.
Who's not insecure about much of anything.
And right, certainly
but
not
if I
coaching,
was that tall,
and so I ended up with the perfect duo.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so Adrian Hugo is the track coach at the public high school, the Viroqua High School,
for 17 years or something. He said
a long time, a long time, and his daughter, and several other what would they be, a niece, a nephew, his wife, and 3 brother-in-laws all went to school here. Mm. So he pretty much had to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're...
Hopefully
you're,
he also wanted to, but...
Sure, but that's less important than that he did and that we got Mason in here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, because, I mean, Adrian has never run more than a mile. And
still hasn't. Just kidding. No, he ran more than that.
Did he run the 3.1?
I can't remember. And not in a race, but in practice. I think he ran 3 or 4
miles.
Yeah,
I think that's what I heard.
I'll say 5, and shrug.
That's a lie, though.
It's probably, but I don't know. It could be true.
Did anyone run 5 miles in a cross country practice?
Yeah, for sure. Cassidy and Penny May and Amara. Did you ever run 5 in practice?
No.
Good. 4.
Maybe
good
and thinking. Finley. Yeah, a few of them did, and. I would forget that they were really pushing their limits with that sometimes, and I would run with them and kind of be horsing around, and then I look back and see the misery and go, oh, sorry.
You're just toying with them.
I wasn't trying to.
Showing them what it's like to be a master.
Once you've made it through some of the torture.
So we got Adrian and we got Mason, and they agreed to do this. Mm-hmm. And were they good coaches, Danuka? Or?
Yeah, they were.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mason's probably one of the best coaches I've ever had. And Adrian was pretty cool, too.
Nice. I actually thank you, love Adrian. How you put that. You could not have put that better.
Adrian gave me a lot of space to, like, I think we were listed as head and assistant, and we didn't.
Who is listed as head? Hugo, probably, because he's got all this experience?
No, oh, I Mason. Think I was. Good. And then,
he's the runner.
And then Adrian was listed as assistant, and there we never, like, you know, spoke about it or whatever, but there was a good, like, natural and organic acknowledgement of, you know, he was, I think, giving me some space to, he's got his experience and he doesn't need to find his wings or whatever, and I feel like he gave me space to find my voice or whatever, which was really cool.
Awesome.
Kate and Adrian and the whole, you know, I feel fortunate, grateful.
And we had 12 runners, and how many meets? 4?
We had 4 meets.
4 meets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, we will do a few more.
And last night, we had a banquet.
We did.
That was awesome.
Did you enjoy it, Matt?
I enjoyed it so much.
Good.
That was great.
It felt like such a just normal thing to do. I just get such a kick out of when we do normal things at this school. Like, because we don't most of the time do anything like a normal.
We're still waiting on the Letterman jackets. That would be normal.
Well, I Capital correct me if I'm wrong, though. You have to buy your own Letterman jacket. Oh, we had to when I was in high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what.
I mean, I wouldn't wear it anyway, so I don't know. But it's kind of a silly. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
It's silly, but that's the thing. like most of the things are that, you know, life is silly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're all just farting around.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut said that.
Who did?
Kurt Vonnegut said that.
Oh. You love Kurt Vonnegut?
I like Kurt Vonnegut, and maybe I'll grow to love him. I don't know yet. I've only read a book or...
What have you read?
Breakfast of Champions.
Nice.
Has a picture of a butthole Brown pretty Star. Early on. Yeah, yep.
I remember that. I read that when I was probably 14, and I thought, love this guy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just a line drawing of an ant.
Uh-huh. That was great.
Wonderful. But it gets even better. That's not, that's maybe, his,
yeah.
That's maybe his like sixth best book.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I, when I, well then Slaughterhouse Five, and mm-hmm. now I'm reading Sirens of Titan.
How many collective marathons have we run, the five of us here?
Oh, I've only run half marathons. I think I've written, I think I've done five.
Half, so that's 2.5. I'm going to give that, I think that's 2.5.
Okay.
I've got zero.
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 Zero. You're
proud zero.
Proud zero. I'm a sheepish zero.
I hope
you aspire to one.
You maybe have run a marathon in a soccer game.
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't they run like 10 miles or something?
They run like 10, yeah. It's a lot.
26, though. That would be
insane.
You'd be like not productive at that point.
No.
You'd be like, what is this guy doing? No. Just like
hallucinating.
There are so many balls on this field right now.
And Mason, I'm really kind of counting on you. I'm thinking you probably run
5 or 6 or something.
He's full literally lost full count of how many marathons he's run.
That's a neglect. That's like a mental neglect, not because the number is so big. I don't know. Yeah, 5 or 6. And there's like a 50K, which is 31 miles.
You ran that?
Yeah. I mean, they get a lot longer. That's like...
We've all seen the David Goggins YouTube
videos. They run a lot longer, yeah. So 31 is like... the gateway into the 50s and the 100 and whatever. So I don't really have too much interest in that in this chapter of my life anyway. It just all seems like too much.
But, do you have one coming up?
I think that assessment is accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had one for October, but I backed out of it because I just had like little minor injuries I didn't want to push. And then now after the cross country season, I'm more excited about 5Ks right now because it's speedier and fun and a lot less time commitment of training. Especially with parenting and all this, and like I'd rather train a little bit less time and more speedily, and it'd be more applicable to the coaching too, because the marathon, I'm like, I don't even know how to apply this to the 5K. It's a different thing entirely.
Right. So basically what you're saying is on average we've each run a marathon.
About, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that's
good job. Thanks, us.
Awesome.
No, you're welcome.
Way to go. Uh-huh. Way to go, us. So you think everyone will do it again next year? Are you going to do college soccer? Or is that something that you think about?
I've thought about playing club and intramural. I have not done the work at this point to be able to actually play on a school team. Although I could next year, year after, or whatever, if I want to.
Uh-huh.
If you go to Madison, the pickup there is like laser beams with feet. That is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited to get to, have some fun, big city pickup experiences at the very least.
Yeah. Well, you did achieve something, I think, possibly no other. I'm probably wrong about this. No, because Justice Grenier definitely did. You got one of those big vinyl
senior banners.
Senior banners that kids get when they do something normal, which is like go to normal school. You got that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a real achievement. I felt, anyway. You might not have known.
Well, they photoshopped you to get that.
But they photoshopped
you. Yeah, they took my freckles, which wasn't.
They did not.
I didn't think that was really cool, but
it was really.
It's so like weird. An airbrushed, like it was weird.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. You just had to appreciate it from further back.
I agree.
Well, I only saw a picture of it. So.
Then no,
I
did. Close,
I saw it. And I went to that one game, so I must have seen it. I didn't get real close to it though, because it was so big.
Yeah, a lot of people.
It's intimidating me. I didn't want to be dwarfed.
A lot of people are talking trash about that poster. I think we should just be glad that, hey, that's...
I'm super glad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super glad.
Pella was on that poster.
Yeah, and pointing, too.
Yeah.
Like
it was pretty cool.
And he had a soccer ball in one hand, and the other one he was pointing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at an opponent that he had just conquered.
That's sports.
Yeah. You. I own you. I conquer you. Is that what you were thinking when you took that picture?
No, that's what the woman who took my photo told me to do.
That's what she was thinking.
Yeah.
She's living through you.
You didn't get to choose?
Which is exactly what I've been doing this whole time.
But no, I mean, I could have probably vetoed her and been like, no, I want to do this thing. But I really didn't have that clear of an idea. And that's what she recommended. Mm-hmm. So I went with it.
Okay, can you confirm or deny that we're going to get some cross-country vinyls? How much do those cost? Oh. We have a very low budget.
Mm-hmm. I doubt that's in our future.
$40 a piece?
That's how much mine cost, but that's if the players buy them themselves.
Oh,
if we're really fast, Kate?
This is a question for Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, can we?
But it's totally worth $40.
$40? Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking certainly we can scrape up $40.
Where would they go?
Everywhere that we would move them, we would move them around.
Side of the building.
North side of the building, and then we could move them to that weird little corner where they do those protests.
The window shades.
We put them everywhere.
The window shades.
Window shades. Put them in different windows every day.
Mm. Down the hallway.
And then they could, when the kid graduates, we could use them as a tarp.
I think the kids should get them.
Huh?
When they graduate, the kids should get them.
Every senior?
Yeah.
That's like a participation trophy. No,
everyone who...
Oh, like the students should get them.
Yeah. Everyone who plays.
Oh, okay. All right. We do need tarps, mm-hmm. though.
What do you need them for? Just
We got stuff that we sometimes leave outside that we need to try to keep dry.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can always use a tarp. Kate, are we gonna do cross country next year?
We are.
Yes.
Seems like the coaches are...
Oh, yeah.
On board.
Mm-hmm. What's the
students seem to love it.
What's the next thing? What's the next big youth initiative? What do you think? Sport? Like, since Kate has been here, it's just been 3 straight years of achievement. Well, it was, I guess it's been a little bit logarithmic. Like, the first year was, you know,
what slow am I doing?
And steady, right? But this third year,
mm-hmm.
How many sports options do we have? 17 or something?
How many
insane?
Athletes?
Right, but true? A lot of those aren't all school sports. A lot of those, that's just me promoting community club sports.
Opportunities, though.
Opportunities.
17 different sporting opportunity seasons that you could participate in.
I don't know how many there are.
Okay.
And that's a pretty... Okay, so just for the fact that you don't know how many there are,
doesn't
to me
count.
That's a sign there's a lot. It's like how many... Marathon,
it was like 100
Mason
or something.
Run. He doesn't remember. He doesn't know.
No clue.
So many, he it's can't even keep
the
track.
Day, yeah.
So, what do we have coming up in the winter?
Wrestling.
Sweet.
Now, is
wrestling,
that wrestling
that's a co-op with
just for boys?
And girls.
Okay.
Sweet.
In fact,
last
it looks like we will have
wait, did you do
maybe something? A handful of female wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Isla.
Mm-hmm. That's with Kickapoo. And
Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative.
Yes.
Sweet.
And then we have a basketball co-op with Lafarge.
Uh-huh.
Shuffle? Sweeping?
We haven't Hockey. Had a lot of participation in that co-op.
It's just waiting there. Waiting
we
there
might
to be...
have a little bit this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's hockey.
Hockey. Girls
Not
and boys.
Girls and boys. Same with basketball, girls and boys.
Okay.
That's it for... school sports, WA
right.
sports, wrestling, hockey, basketball.
And then there's mm-hmm. a club basketball, too. Club basketball.
Club basketball
Tri-County.
With Tri-County, yep. And then in futsal, indoor
futsal.
Soccer with
oh,
Driftless
yeah.
United.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun.
I think that's everything for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You going? What are you going to do futsal?
I'm going to do futsal. Kate was trying to convince me to start playing basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It would mm-hmm. be.
Just something that you just didn't ever play before?
I've played a bit of basketball, just not competitively. I mean, like, I feel comfortable with the basketball. I just am
right.
not, like, good.
Yeah.
But I think that given a few weeks, like...
Love it.
I could...
I like that
know,
confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not true,
not,
but...
Not a liability.
There's always defense.
It's yeah. Exactly.
You can always
yeah.
play defense.
That's what Kate said.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do it, though.
Okay. What about you? Anything in this winter? You didn't play?
Yes, I'm in the play, but I'm also doing the girls' futsal team. It's only one day a week, so it's easy.
Okay. It's a doable commitment. Mm-hmm. And Mason, how are you going to stay in shape for next season?
Run club?
All winter.
Yeah, we go all winter. Rain or shine.
I'll be there.
Nuke will be there. People come. It's really fun. The winter is the best because it's super dark and cold, and you barely get yourself there. And then you do, and there's like silhouettes of, are they threatening? Are they friends? You know, right. They're there at the park.
Are these people going to mug me?
Yeah, and it's your friends, and then you hug, and then you run the hills, and then you go for coffee. And then the sun's up, and everything looks really, really great.
The day looks more doable.
Yeah, and your blood's pumping. You're ready for, you're like, hand me a problem. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've come. Logan has come.
Our producer?
Mike-less producer has come.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One time.
Did you? He threw up, probably, huh?
He barked everywhere. He wouldn't stop. It was. Yeah, it was weird.
My God. How much did you eat for dinner last night? This is amazing.
Yeah. Kate's come. Nuka's come. Pella's come. There is.
I'm the only one here that's never been to Run Club.
Yeah, not come. Yeah. You're missing out. Do you have a fear of that missing out?
I don't.
No. Yeah.
I do not have a fear of missing out. No. Yeah. Well, no, I don't. And I'm happy about that.
Well, we'll get you. We'll get you.
Yeah, Kate?
I feel like I'm getting too much credit, and I want to point out a couple things.
I bet you do.
Okay, I want to highlight please. Two people in this room.
Please do. Please
Matt.
Do.
Matt Fields all...
Okay.
I have so many requests.
Completely misplaced, but sure.
I come to Matt's office many times a week with questions, requests, needs, and...
But you've already...
So you've been instrumental in all this happening. And Pella, more than any athlete in this school, has been my sidekick as far as just advocating for sports and getting, you know, other students interested in sports. And so I just want to point that out.
Good job, Pella.
Thank you.
And Matt.
Really, though, seriously, Kate's already done all the work. It's like, can you sign this thing or... It's not work that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I am appreciative. I'm grateful. What's the next big challenge for Youth Initiative sports program? What are we going to tackle next?
We need more participation in our co-ops.
We need more participation in our co-ops with other schools.
Mm-hmm. In particular, those that haven't had much participation over...
They've maybe
gone
into a dormant period. A dormant period.
Yeah.
Period of dormancy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to wake them up.
Which sports are those?
Basketball. Volleyball. Hockey. Need some more.
Hockey. Now, hockey, we've got a pretty good tradition of hockey players at Youth Initiative. But in the last few years, that's...
Declining.
Declining.
Where are they all going? Where is everybody?
Hockey is probably beyond all the other sports, certainly the biggest financial commitment, but also the biggest time commitment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to like Canada every weekend.
Basically.
I mean, doesn't it kind of feels like I remember kids going like, I grew up in Minnesota, about halfway down the state, kids were like, yeah, I'm going to War Road this weekend. I'm like, it's like a 7-hour drive to War Road. I mean, are you really? It's crazy. I mean, hockey people are a different kind of breed. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be hockey crazy mm-hmm. to play mm-hmm. hockey.
I also would particularly like to see more participation in our Viroqua co-ops because it's
right
here. And there are our, you know,
football
immediate football? Community neighbors.
They are.
So,
our friends.
I can
neighbors.
Understand the challenge of the co-ops that are further away, but. The ones that are right here, I wish
we
had.
We just got a new head football coach in Viroqua.
Right. And we have new tennis co-ops.
Tennis co-ops.
That hopefully will gain some momentum.
Play tennis. Yeah, so this fall I had the luxury of going to a tennis match. Two cross-country meets. Mm-hmm. A soccer game. I did not get to any of the mountain biking, though. Can you even do that?
Yeah. Well, that's not a school... sports, so you're not.
I like to
hearing
of kids.
No, I know, but you're not hearing about those schedules and whatnot as readily. And those are all, as Nanuka said, those are all.
They're all
far
many
away,
many hours away,
mostly right? Far away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to go outside of like a 1-hour radius of the community. community.
So what's your marketing strategy for getting all these kids away in sports? It all falls on you.
This is it. This podcast.
This is it? Yeah. Are we doing a good job, do we feel like?
I think so. I mean, who would not want to hang out with these four people?
I would love to hear Pella and Anuka maybe speak to why their fellow students should participate in sports.
Oh, that is a good idea, Kate. Yeah.
Go ahead, Anuka.
Do you want to go first, maybe?
Sure, I can. The question is why other people should participate in sports or why I participate in sports?
Well, they're kind of one and the same, I would think.
You can be forceful, too.
Okay. My high school sports experience has been, really amazing for a lot of reasons. It's not all the time I enjoy when the season is over, generally, but I also, during the season, I'm totally committed to it and really love being able to be part of another group that's outside of school. It makes life busy, but it also means that I don't need to have a social life outside of it, really. This most, recent season, playing with another school and being able to meet a whole new group of players and friends and coaches and whatnot has been really cool. I love being active. I love doing it with other people. Generally it just is super good for you, I think. I don't know if there's any other things to say about it.
Well, I just think that it's super fun. And that's I think I'm going to speak individually to the three sports I did, because that's what's coming to mind. So for soccer, I feel like that's just one of the most fun sports out there.
Yes.
And I would just highly suggest that anyone try it. And I do think that depending on the teammates each season, it might be more fun, less fun, depending on how well everyone gets along. But for the most part, especially the team that I've been playing on my whole life, it's consistently pretty good. And this year, my team was just amazing. And Pella said that, I think that having other friend groups and social interactions is obviously just inevitable. But it is really nice to have a team because even if you have other groups of friends, you're not forced to hang out with them as much, and having that much interaction with other people is a lot of fun. And then with cross country, I know we talked a little bit about how it just hurts physically, and that's true. And I think that it's probably my favorite sport that I've ever done. Yes. And it's just there's a weird sort of satisfaction that I get from running a cross country meet that I'll never get from playing a soccer game. The level of emotional commitment that you have to have is a lot higher. And then it's equally more rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great training for adulthood because you're all alone. You're in pain.
Yeah.
And you've got to somehow make it through.
Yeah.
That's basically the next 60 years of your life.
Right.
So it was great training.
And I would say something that I learned from this particular cross country season that I learned from Adrian was that when you think that you've pushed yourself to the point where you're I'm done, then push yourself more and you'll realize that you were wrong. And it's actually true. And Mason really helped me take that fact to the level of actually being able to do it. He's really encouraging, and that's really important because
it's PR'd by
really
a stinking
hard.
Hour is crazy.
Yeah, I had a PR of 3.5 minutes, which is awesome. Wild. And I also think one thing I love about cross country is it is a team sport, but it's also a personal sport. And so you get the team aspect of hanging out with people consistently who like doing the same thing. But you also get to compete with yourself, and it's just more about how much you want to get out of it and less how much your teammates are relying on you, which I think allows for more freedom. And also, yeah, for me, it actually makes me more competitive in that way. So, yeah.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. mountain biking is awesome too. It's really scary. And I think for me, it's like something that I won't ever regret doing, but I don't think that I would do it again. But I think that it's a lot of fun for some people. And yeah, it's similar to cross country in the way that it's like kind of a personal sport. Cause like the competition is, it's not about your team. But it's, yeah.
Yeah. That's it's good to do scary things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And you were one of those that kept a really good attitude, like throughout those races when you're, as you're describing them, just kind of suffering and pushing it. When I would go to like cheer you on or whatever, you'd be all smiles and,
yeah,
you know, but I think in that gauntlet of life that Matt was referring to of torture for 60 years or whatever.
Yeah.
even that attitude is good. Yeah.
You got to smile.
You got to smile.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
We're all just farting around.
We're all just farting around.
I will add, though, one thing, another something I forgot to say, is that, like, you know, say that all these things are true about sports and that they're, you know, it's a great experience to be part of a team. Like, yeah, I would just encourage other people just to, like, try it, because you're not going to know if you don't, and just, like, you'll be surprised. There's a lot of people that maybe don't consider themselves, you know, athletic people or competitive people, but really people get so much out of these things, you know, even if they aren't or even if they don't consider themselves to be. So just by trying something new, like this past... On this Prairie du Chien co-op, we had, I think, maybe four people on the team that had either never played soccer before or, you know, it had been years and years. And they did great and had so much fun and were, you know, contributed to the team in their own way. And it was awesome to have them. So, like, mm-hmm. you know, I think a barrier for people is often, you know, not playing a sport from a young age and then not wanting to, you know,
right.
join a team. Mm-hmm. But that shouldn't stop anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's a core principle of what we're doing at the school is, hey, try this new thing. Mm-hmm. Kate Bergen's never been on a podcast before. And true. I think it's gone really well, Kate.
Me too.
It's going to go viral.
Probably. okay, with that, I think we've probably reached our time limit, haven't we, producer Logan? Yeah, he's tired with all those knobs and everything. It's a sport unto itself. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kate, Mason, and Anuka, and Pella, and of course, the indomitable Logan Gazelle. All right, goodbye.
Bye.